This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Thank you for joining me on this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and we chat some swimming today, and we head back to New Zealand to catch up with Diana Simpson to find out how she has improved her Ironman swim over time, over her Ironman career. And I think you're going to get a lot out of today's podcast. Before we get into that chat, though, if I could ask you, if you haven't left us an iTunes review yet, please do. It helps us get in front of more and more triathletes just like you. It only takes a couple of seconds to do, and it really helps us massively. You have no idea how much it does, because what it does is it just tells iTunes that, you know what, this podcast is worth listening to, and they put us in front of more triathletes just like you. So it helps us grow, and if you'd like to help us, that's what you can do. If you'd also like to support the podcast financially, you can as well. Throw a couple of bob our way, a cup of coffee a month that keeps the lights on. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. That's where you can get all the details. Let's get into my chat with Diana. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by My Training Day Triathlon Academy, which was started in 2006 when Claire and Kent Horner realized their passion was helping other athletes reach their goals. My Training Day is home to online coaching, squad training, an online store, bike fitments, and nutrition assessments. What began with a handful of athletes has now grown exponentially, and Kent and Claire, along with 9 other My Training Day coaches, coach more than 280 athletes both nationally and internationally. My Training Day affiliated with Joe Frill in 2014, allowing access to a world of knowledge from one of the world's best-known original coaches. My Training Day makes use of tools such as Best Bike Split, Trainer Roads, and Training Peaks for power analysis, as well as Coach's Eye for video analysis. Their passion lies in helping others realize their full potential and reach their goals. My Training Day caters for any athletes, from your complete novice right through to your elite athlete. To find out more about My Training Day Triathlon Academy, simply head over to mytrainingday.com, or to find out more, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can check them out there, as well as all our coaches in the Coach's Corner. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured on the podcast and the website, simply head over to that URL, scroll right down to the bottom, and get all the details there. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. We head to the lands of the long white cloud now to talk some swimming with Diana Simpson. Diana, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Brad. Good to be here.
Diana, you told us stories or a couple of times where you had to be shunted out of bed into the car in the mornings to get to the pool. Was it just that you liked sleeping or you hated swimming?
Oh, look, I love swimming. You know, sleeping for me is the be-all, end-all. There'd be times there where, and I probably could still do it today, where I'd sleep through to 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Sleeping is my favorite pastime, that's for sure.
tell me about the love for swimming. Where did that come from?
I guess all Kiwi kids have a love for swimming. We're so close to the ocean, you know, we're surrounded by it. My mother was quite a good swimmer back in her day. At school, she was the physical education teacher, and so she took the swimming competitions at our school. So she always got us involved in that. You know, it sort of disappeared after school, and while I was at uni, and you know, didn't sort of rear its head until I decided to sign up for this Ironman stuff.
As far as things you've done to get better in the water, is it still a work in progress? Do you still feel like you've got sort of gains to make? What are some of the things you've done that you think have really moved the needle?
Yeah, look, I joined a swim squad pretty much straight away when I started, you know, I was in the tadpole lane, I guess you'd call it. So it was where, you know, swimmers, people that just didn't know how to swim. So that's where my coach put me. And so that's where I started. I had no technique. And I kicked a hell of a lot. So I had a really good kick on me, and I thrashed my arms around quite a bit. But that was about it. So I had all this energy that was wasted, really. So it's taken quite a few years to sort of lengthen me out and to slow the kicking down a bit, and not waste so much energy, and to actually sort of realise that the less cadence is better, I guess you'd say.
Do you, as far as the amount that you swim, are you a sort of more often type swimmer, or how many times a week do you generally swim? Do you prefer to be in the water lots, or can you handle less?
Oh, look, just with how my life is sort of set up, I prefer to do as little as possible, Brad, and still do the very best at these Ironman events. But that doesn't happen. So I go to two swim squads during the week, and then my coach will usually have a long swim for me, usually on a Wednesday, and then on a Saturday there is a brick session that I do with a group that my coach takes, and the first set is the hour long swim. So it can be between 4 and 5 or 6 swims a week, just depending on where you are in the stage and in the build up to these events.
What are you currently working on? What are you struggling with swim-wise at the moment?
I'm trying to build up my arm muscles, to be honest. I'm probably still not quite getting the push through as quick and as strong as could be. We're sort of doing a bit of gym work to get that sorted, hopefully, but also it's just the technique. Even last year, the swim squad that I go to is coached by a really well known ex swimmer, and he did say to me that I still swim like a teenage boy with pent up energy, and that I just need to sort of slow it down a bit and just focus on technique and. The technique side is still a big thing for me, and I guess my flexibility isn't that great, which is something I'm working on as well, stretching and that sort of stuff. Getting those high elbows and sort of getting the hips moving as well is something that I'm focusing on. So lots of focus there. Yeah,
which is always good. As far as favorite workout, what do you love doing in the water?
In the swim, the squad, we go through a number of different sessions, but my favorite probably would be what's called the McDonald's set. And that's basically in the shape of an M. You go, you start at 1x400, and you move all the way up to 25s, and then all the way back down to 400, up to 25s, then down to 400. And during that set, you get progressively faster and faster. So you're using your different systems, which I'm still trying to work out what anaerobic and aerobic is. I get a bit confused sometimes, that would be probably my favorite set. It tends to go fast, and you're doing different things at the same time, so yeah, I enjoy that.
Brilliant. Well, Dan, it's been great catching up once again. Thank you so much for your time here on the Konez. We look forward to talking about your bike next time out.
Awesome, thanks Brad.
And that's it for another edition of the Konez. Thank you very much to Diana for sharing her Ironman swim advice with us today. I hope you enjoyed it. I loved my chat with Diana, and we'll catch up again next week, Friday, to talk a little bit about her Ironman bike. Coming up tomorrow, speaking of Ironman bikes, that's exactly what we're going to be doing, chatting more biking tomorrow here on the Konez. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Konez. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Konez.
Thank you.